But Hochinami over here also, you know what we're talking about? Hochinami di omalei lechi shemana meifalo. That what, when I hear about it, that's when you should be made for it. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, that the husband tells the shliach, when I hear about it, you should be made for it. If so, lechi shama leifalahu. When the husband hears about it, let the husband himself be made for the Nedarim. Like, for what purpose does he have to make a shliach? He's telling the shliach that you should know, whenever I hear about the neder, then you could go ahead and be made for it. Because if you hold there's a parsha of shlichus, so I can make you a shliach, and once the husband heard about it, then avadar it's good, then the husband himself could be made for. So then he could make a shliach. But if that's the pshat over here, what do you need the shliach for? If the husband himself hears about it, let him do it himself. When the husband hears about it, let him be made for himself. So Gemara says, Sovar, I'll tell you, leifalahu, Sovar dilma mitradino. That the husband is afraid that maybe again he'll be busy, he'll forget about it. So the husband's afraid that maybe there'll come a time when he will hear about the nether, and that day is going to be very busy, and he'll forget to make the afwara. So in order that such a thing should not happen, he tells the shliach right now, you should know that whenever I hear about my wife's nedarim, I'm making you a shliach, that you should go and make the afwara for me. But again, it's possible that the Baal or the husband or the father could only be made for the nedarim when they first heard about the nether. But before they hear about the neder, it's possible to say there's no din of afara. Right. Boyi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma. So that shaila we're not pushing so far yet. Now the Gemara collects another shaila. Boyi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question. Cheresh. If you have a person that's cheresh, means he can't hear. He's a person that could talk, but he can't hear. Is Boyi Rami Bachoma. Cheresh mal sheyofel yishtoi. Could a cheresh be made for his wife's nedarim? No, he can't hear about it. So how does he know? He reads sign languages, or they write it down. But he knows that his wife made a neder. But he can't hear. Can he be made for the nedarim or not? No, he's not like a shaita. Since he could talk, he has das. So the question is, could he be made for his wife's nedarim? So in Tinslein, if you want to tell me, Baal Meifa B'lai Shmiya, like if you want to tell me the shaila of before, that maybe yes, her husband could be made for his wife's nedarim, even though the husband does not hear about it. But you know why? Mishum debar mishmahu. Because it's possible for him to hear the neder. He's the bar hoch, he's able to hear. Therefore, even though he didn't hear yet, maybe the husband himself could be made for the wife's nedarim. Ava, but over here, cherish. This person that's deaf, he can't hear. The lav bar mishmahu, he himself can't hear, so maybe he can't be made for. And the Gemara says, that's true. Hainu de Rav Zeira. This is the famous klal of Reb Zeira. That Reb Zeira always says, the Yom Reb Zeira, Kol haroyi lebila, ein bila makeves boy. Here's a shayla of a mincha. That the halacha by a mincha is, you have to mix together the oil and the flour. Blue lo bashemen. You have to mix it up together. So the question is, how much flour, like an oil, can you put into a pot? So it says, halacha is, kol haroyi lebila. You could fill up the pot full of flour and oil as much as if you would want to make the blila, to mix it up, you could. Even though if you don't mix up the oil and flour, still the mincha is kosher. But as long as it's possible to do it, that's called kol haroyi lebila. As long as there's enough room in this pot, that if you wanted to mix up the oil and flour together, you could, then we say the klal is ein bila makeves boy. Even though you do not mix up the flour and the oil, still the mincha is kosher. But if you're in a smaller pot, and it's full to the top, there's flour and oil, that the whole shein royal abila, if now you cannot mix it up, it's so full to the top, you can't mix up this flour and oil, then the klal is bila makeves boy. That the bila, the minchas is possible. Since you can't make the bila, here it's no good. So maybe here also, if you have a deaf person, since lamais, he can't hear the nedarim, maybe he can't be mefer. That's one side. Even though a regular person that could hear, since he could hear, even though he doesn't hear, it's enough to be made for the nedarim. But a deaf person, that even if he wanted to, he can't hear, maybe that's no good. Oiduma, maybe no. Vishoma isha loimakva, loimakiv. That's what the pasuk says, the husband has to hear about it. Maybe bechlal, it's only lechatchila, it's not likuva. So that's the shayla. So chura, from this shayla, we should have a pshitis to the Gemara before. That kol zaman, you have a husband, that's able to hear, even though he did not hear yet the wife's nedarim, still it could be made for it. So only a question here if the person is deaf. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Toshima, come and bring a proof. Says the pasuk says, Vishoma Isha, if the husband hears about his wife's nedarim, so we darshin pratli yeshes cherish, that excluding a deaf person, if the person, the husband, is deaf, he can't be made for his wife's nedarim. Ishma Mina, so here there's a clear proof that if the husband is deaf, that even if he wanted to, he can't hear the wife's nedarim, call a royal bila, zain bila makavis boy. Therefore, the hafara, he cannot be made for his wife's nedarim. But here it's mashma clearly that by a healthy person that could hear, he could be made for his wife's nedarim, even though he did not hear yet. Iboilu, I have another question. Baal mal sheyofol l'shtei nosha b'vasachas. Let's say your husband has two wives, and both of them made nedarim, and at the same time, the same day, the husband heard about both nedarims. He heard that Rachel made a neder, and he heard that Leah made a neder. And now, at the same second, he goes to be made for both nedarim. He says, I'm being made for Shneihem. He says, Mufu l'chayin. He says, I'm being made for your nedarim. What's the halacha? Oysa, the pasuk says, V'shama ish, it says, Oysa in the pasuk. It says, B'yom shema ishi yaniya oysa. The day the husband hears about it, he has to either be mekayim it, or else be made for it. But it says, Yaniya oysa, tohod neder. So the question is, oysa dafka, oylav dafka. That's what the pasuk says, mashmi, can be mekem ho neder, or mefer ho neder. Is oysa b'dafka, you have to do each one separately. Oylav dafka. Maybe it's not dafka. Oysa's lav dafka. He could say together, I'm be made for your nedarim. And it goes to both of them. So that's this question. So this the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, Alocha, ein mashkin shtei soiteris kachas. That a husband, if he has two wives, and both of them became a soita, he cannot make them both drink the same time, mei soita, the mei hamarim. Is ein mashkin shtei soiteris kachas. Why? Mifnei shaliba gas b'chaverta. Because one will rely upon the other one. So the Ran says, that means shepomim shechaverta toira. It could be true. One was a tzadikus. One didn't do the avera. But the other wife did the avera. Ugeshetira chaverta and eres toirani. When the one that did the avera hears the way the other one says that she's tohor, so take his daita. Now the one that's guilty, like, will lift his heart up. For leitir tzolaidas, he won't want to agree. And she's not going to be afraid to let the drink the water, even though she's causing Hashem's name to be erased. So therefore, we don't let them both do it together. Because one gets encouragement from the other one, and even though one is really Tameya, maybe she'll lie because she saw the way the other one she said that she's Tahira. So therefore, you can't be mashkin two Seitas of Asachas. Rabbi Yehuda says you should know, Loi min Hashem who's there. This is not the reason why. Like, this is not the pasuk, the reason why we can't make two sites at the same time. Ela mishum, but rather because the pasuk says clearly, mishum shenem, the pasuk says, v'hishka oiso levada, you have to be mashka ha by yourself. So l'chur, you see clearly, we dash in the word oiso, means ha. So you see l'chur here, that we do make this drasha. So l'chur, it's mashma, that by hafaras nedarim also, the halacha should be, you cannot be made for two wives at the same time. Therefore, the Ran says, "Linyan halacha, ikaman diyama, the Ravina medrabbanin, muchach lo leboyin delay mashma leoisa tafka." He some say fakert that it's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanin. The Rabbanin say the reason Tanakhama says the reason why you can't make two soitis because of a svara. Aye, what about the pasuk oisa? You see, the Tanakhama does not dash in the pasuk oisa. Oisa does not mean each one separately. Oisa is lav dafka. So the chur, if you have a machloikas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, you should pass and let Tanakama. So according to Tanakama, we see the svari is you don't dash in the word oisa. That's the way some want to paskin. So we paskin, therefore you could be nefer, two wives, both of them at the same time. But other want to say not like that. That Emerson, the drusher, is a good drusher over here, and therefore oisa is dafka, and therefore by the durham also, you cannot be nefer, both wives and durham at the same time. Mishnah says weiter.